At the new Steelhouse venue, the number of shows are increasing this month. But before we hear about the venue's lineup for the next weeks, Omaha Performing Arts made a big announcement recently. A new building next to the Holland Center for the Arts Engagement, the Tenasca Center.
This building is actually phase two of a two-phase master campus expansion plan for Omaha Performing Arts.
Tara McNamara, Director of Communications for Omaha Performing Arts, says this new building will greatly help the team from their already robust educational program.
The building will house our education and community engagement programs, which have outgrown their space over at the Holland Center. So this new building is going to accommodate the existing programs that we already have for the community, and then it's also going to allow us to expand into some new programs.
The Tenasca Center will house more classrooms, rehearsal, and workshop spaces.
It's also going to have an event center that will have a variety of uses. So we're excited to have more space to grow and work, and ultimately just reach people in the community who can be served by these programs.
The official groundbreaking is expected on October 11 and to be open in the spring of 2026. Some of the educational programs that will be enhanced and benefit from the new building are the programs that Omaha Performing Arts have with the schools in the metro area.
I think there are a lot of events that we hold that people are aware of, such as Jazz on the Green, which is one of our community engagement series. We also have a lot of programs that people maybe aren't as aware of. We're doing a lot within the school systems and working with students and teachers on their curriculum and really incorporating arts.
More educational programs will soon be announced by Omaha Performing Arts. And as far as entertainment is concerned, here is what to do in the next few weeks, starting tonight.
Tonight, we have the legendary Diana Ross coming to play at the Orpheum Theater. Also coming up at the Orpheum in the beginning of October, we have Cheap Trick. They're going to be here on October 3rd. And then we're going to have REO Speedwagon, who everyone loves, on October 7th. And Bill Maher is coming on October 8th. Over at the Holland Center, we have a comedian, Anthony Jeselnik. He'll be here on September 29th. We also open October 1st with Daniel O'Donnell over at the Holland. And then we have Tower of Power coming to rock the Holland Center on October 6th. And we have quite a large slate of events over at Steelhouse. We have Parliament Funkadelic featuring George Clinton on September 17th. Queens of the Stone Age comes on September 19th, and they have a really exciting pre-party planned out on the patio for all of our ticket holders there. The Used will be here on September 23rd, followed by Baby Metal and Death Clock on September 28th. And then we have a comedian, Tim Dillon, on September 29th. And then country artist Brett Young will bring his Dance With You tour over to Steelhouse on September 30th. And then into October, we have the band Camino will play on October 4th, followed by Black Veil Brides on October 6th. For tickets to events at the Orpheum Theater and the Holland Center, you're going to want to go to ticketomaha.com. And for events at Steelhouse, you're going to go to steelhouseomaha.com. Follow us on social media. We're at Steelhouse Omaha and then at O Performing Arts.
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.